and welcome to another episode of the Will This Be On The Test podcast, the podcast with the answers to your questions for college and career success.
We are your hosts. I am Betsy Olinger.
And I am Dr. Elizabeth Manet. This episode is about wellness, but we are not here to give you specific medical advice because, let's face it, I am not a real doctor. Funny story, Betsy. Yeah. When I graduated with my PhD, I had a friend introduce me to her family.
Wait, can we explain what PhD is? Just because some people really don't know. Yes, can we do that real quick?
Please. No, please.
Well, I don't have one, so I'll tell you what it's all about. PhD stands for Doctor of Philosophy, and it's someone who has spent an amazing amount of time studying a specific subject, well past the master's degree level. And these people have done all sorts of research and have the top degree in the field, and it's called a PhD. So we refer to people like this, like Dr. Elizabeth Manet, as a doctor, but it's not the same, though it's still called doctor, as an MD or medical doctor.
Thank you for that very astute explanation. This was made abundantly clear to me when I graduated with my PhD. A friend of mine invited me over to her house for dinner, and she introduced me to her family, and she said to her aunt, "And this is my friend, Elizabeth. She is a doctor." And the aunt said, "Oh, what kind of medicine do you practice?" And I said, "Well, actually, I have a doctorate in organizational and interpersonal communication." And she stops and she says, "Oh, so you're not a real doctor." So just to make it crystal clear, I am not a real doctor. This episode is not about giving you specific medical advice, but it is about giving you the resources for where you can bolster your own health and well-being. So the spirit for this episode came from the results of the Great Jobs, Great Lives 2014 Gallup Purdue Index Report. And what these folks did is they conducted a study with more than 30,000 college graduates across the United States. And they found that the responsibility of higher education institutes is not only to equip students to get those better jobs, but also to successfully equip them to pursue better lives. Whoa. And right? Like, we will make you better people. But the report broke well-being into five areas, and those areas were purpose, social, financial, community, and physical well-being. And so this study was great because it explained how student experiences on campus can affect their engagement in those future jobs and in that overall life satisfaction. Ooh. Which is phenomenal.
It is. But whenever I see the Gallup organization, I know that the information and research is statistically sound. I'm a big fan of their work. But the interesting part about the Gallup Purdue Index report, it found that only 11% of these college graduates are actually thriving, as in scoring well on strong, consistent, and progressing in all five elements of well-being.
Wow, that's not a very high number.
No, 11%. And these are the ones who made it through. So I wonder what would happen if you looked at today's actual college student. Mm. Actually, according to the index, more than one in six of the graduates are not thriving in any one of these five elements. So it's like people, it's like a duck. Up top looks fine, underneath paddling like crazy. Oh, for those concerned with student development, these numbers are simply not good enough. And as mental health and emotional health becomes more of a priority on today's campus, as it is, it's important to learn what these components are and make them work for you, because the goal here essentially is to increase your resilience.
I love that you're talking about resilience. This is actually a component of some of the research that I do, and the definition of resilience is the ability to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. And I think it's so important to talk through, especially on this podcast, to the students, to say that you are capable of resilience. And I don't know if you just need somebody to tell you that, but to find that power within yourself enough to say, you know what, I could be far away from my family, this is new, this is different, you still have the power to be resilient, to bounce back in those difficult conditions. So I actually, this brings to mind a story of the first time that somebody told me in college that I needed to be resilient. It was my first semester and I got sick. Now, I went to school in Queen's University of Charlotte in North Carolina. My family was in South Florida, over 800 miles away. And I called my mom up and I said, "Mom, I just don't feel good. I think I'm sick. I don't know what to do. I don't. It's gross." And my mom said to me, "Liz."
I'm sorry.
No, she said to me, "Liz, I love you, but I'm 800 miles away. Go to the health center." And then she hung up. And it was just, at first I was a little shocked, like, oh my God, what is happening here? I'm on my own. They'll find me in my dorm room, like dead on the floor. No, I sucked it up and I went to the health center, and the people who are trained to take care of sick people fixed me. And that was really the first time that I ever felt like, you know what? I can be resilient. I can find the answers on my own, and I could be empowered to be an adult in a situation where I didn't really, I don't think I ever had an opportunity to be an adult on my own.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that it is tough. And I recommend for my clients who are emerging college students to take some time junior and senior year of high school, even when they're sick, to be responsible for themselves, to find out what it is in the little pill that your parents give you, or what do you take when you have a headache, not to take all of them at the same time.
That's a great idea, because if something terrible happens, you still have that network there to fall back on, because you still are presumably living at home.
Absolutely. So it's kind of like the safety net. But another element of health and wellness is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of information do you know about that exists on college campuses about mental health counseling if you have a problem or someone you know has an issue?
Well, I think it's important just to say that the challenges of college can be overwhelming at times. A lot of it is new. So much of it is stress. Sometimes we haven't developed good coping mechanisms, and we just need a little bit of help. So many college campuses have these professionals physically located there. They're there to help students who are just feeling troubled or have, you know, some overwhelming stress or just need somebody to talk to. Find out what your campus has by way of mental health counselors. Often these appointments are free or very, very low copays.
So many students are facing new experiences, and it's not saying that something is wrong with you or something is you are broken, but you just need to talk to someone else to get a different point of view.
Absolutely. And these are people that can help you in finding more specific resources if the issue at hand is overwhelming, or too overwhelming for just sort of talking through it in that moment.
Right. You may have reached out to your roommate, or maybe it's your roommate that's causing you the issue, or talk to an RA, but there are professional people on every campus. And if for some reason there are not on your campus, there are some in your community who the university is usually affiliated with. So I'd recommend looking at this ahead of time before you're feeling like going that you're circling the
overwhelmed
drain, that things are not good.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead and look at that ahead of time.
So I think we also need to talk a little bit about the other element of health that is on the radar of college students. Now, we are well aware college is an opportunity to walk in, look around at your classmates, and just scope out the talent. Who are we looking at here? Maybe we want to sample a lot of flavors. What's
we are keeping this perfectly clean. Yes,
we're keeping it clean.
But there are all parts of your body, and sometimes you may have not gotten them all checked out. And there are opportunities to make sure medically okay, and that includes your sexual health and all body parts included in it. And
we're going there.
And campuses are well equipped to deal with prevention of issues and treatment of issues. If you have an issue, please go get checked out beforehand. But the preventative nature is part of wellness. people are uncomfortable about sexual health and discussing this. And you probably aren't calling your parents to talk about it, and that's okay. But do talk to a professional about it. I want to give you an example of a story. And it's a combination flu shot sexual health story. It's kind of weird. But let's start. When I was a professor at Queens, we needed flu shots. And so in October, I went to the campus health center. It was in a little house. I brought my two kids, my adorable four-year-old and my one-year-old. And I was in the room with my one-year-old while my four-year-old sat in the waiting room in October and said, "Can I have some candy?" And from the other room, I said, "Sure, you may have candy." And he yelled, "I cannot open it." And I said, "Just wait a minute. I'm with your brother in this room. I'll get it." And I thought, what kind of students are out there that won't help a four-year-old open a piece of candy? Well, I went out there to find Alex with the alleged piece of candy in his mouth trying to open the wrapper. It was not candy. It was a prophylactic. Otherwise,
prophylactic is a condom.
And I said, "No, don't eat that."
Well, I can see how he would be confused. They're like all colors. They're all in nice, you know, wrappers. The marketing departments of the condom industry are really like knocking it out of the park with their design on condom wrappers.
Well, and college students, they are available on college campuses.
That's the takeaway. They are available.
The point of the story is talking about this makes everyone uncomfortable. However, there are professionals who can help you. Also, condoms are available all over campuses, and it's important to keep yourself safe, whatever you do. There's no shame. And also, the segue is, now we can talk about flu shots.
And I think the important, I mean, really, I think the takeaway here for flu shots is that, flu shots are a very common medical offering that are available on campus. If your campus has a flu shot, often it's free. It's free. Yeah. So take advantage of that and just know that those are components for wellness.
Right.
That
because
your campus
essentially
offers.
We're all, especially in a college campus, and if you live in a residence hall, people are kind of on top of each other. And illness like colds and flus and viruses can transmit very easily. And we don't want that. Obviously, get the advice of a medical professional if you decide you're going to do a flu shot or not going to do a flu shot. Okay, so Liz, what else have you seen on campus just to help bolster your wellness? Not avoid getting sick, but just to keep those five components.
One of the other resources on campus are fitness centers, and fitness centers are often free and have reasonably priced coaching sessions or group classes that students can take advantage of. Chances are your college has multiple types of fitness, like you may have a pool on campus, basketball courts, you might have tennis courts, weightlifting, a track. All of these are opportunities for you to use. So find out what your campus offers and find out what the schedules are for those pieces. You also may feel very dedicated towards incorporating fitness in a regular capacity. So you might also find out if there are classes offered that you can take college credit for. I know when I went to Queens, I took two classes. One was weightlifting and one was square dance. And those were, I liked my square dance class. I wasn't good at it, but I liked it. But it was an opportunity twice a week to build in regular fitness that I was also getting college credit for.
But it was social as well.
It was social. And I think that's a nice way to segue into other opportunities. And this is so funny. I was walking past my the campus bulletin board at Baruch yesterday. I've walked past this board 100 times, and I stopped to just sort of look and see what was posted there. And they had hundreds of flyers, but so many of those flyers were advertisements for campus wellness meetup group, meditation group. It's so interesting to me because I had never stopped and looked at the board before. I would have missed it. So we encourage you, it'd be so easy to just walk around campus on your cell phone looking at text messages, but maybe stop, look up, and see what is your school offering and advertising.
Absolutely. And campuses offer so many different opportunities that you may not have after school. For instance, my son's campus is located in the mountains, and you can even take a PE class or join a meetup group to go skiing or go hiking and wilderness opportunities that, again, That's it awesome. Depends where your campus is, but those are there.
That's awesome. I hadn't thought about that either. But I think it's just the point that we're trying to make with this is that there are opportunities available. You just sometimes have to look for them. I think it's also important to mention that campuses sometimes host those formal wellness seminars, and they have speakers come in, or they host formal yoga sessions or cooking classes or just resources out there that you could sign up for.
Oh, you mentioned cooking.
I did.
I think one of the neat opportunities that students do have, and this is a component of wellness itself, is you are what you eat. So what are you? Are you a quarter pounder with cheese? Or are you a McNugget? But what are some of the options that you've heard about on campus, Liz, as far as choosing decent food? Or what if your campus doesn't have good food?
Well, so interestingly enough, this tip came from a social media listener. K. Miller 2017 wrote in to a question we had posted. She said, I work on a college campus. In dining, we have a website called Net Nutrition that I've downloaded to my phone. It has menus, calories, and nutritional information for every concept in all the dining facilities on campus.
Wow.
I think that's amazing. In the world that we live in right now, where you have so many resources available and so much information at your fingertips, college campuses would be doing a big service if they included the pieces of nutrition like K. Miller 2017's campus does. I would also encourage listeners that if your campus does not have something like this, ask them if they could start incorporating that. Ask them if they could build that resource out. Chances are they probably have it already, but it would be a nice opportunity for you to sort of think holistically about your wellness.
Ooh.
We love hearing from listeners, so special thank you to social media listener K. Miller 2017 for submitting your comment on social media.
Next week's episode is going to feature more information about health, wellness, sickness, and advocating for yourself. We'll talk about the legal ramifications and what you need to know to maintain your health.
Health, privacy, and just being prepared for, we hope it never happens, but the worst case scenario.
I like that.
You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, most major platforms where podcasts are hosted. To make sure that you're prepared for your next test, visit our website at WTBOTTpodcast.com for links and notes mentioned during the show. We love hearing from listeners, so please leave us a question or a comment or a topic that you'd like to hear more about during the show. Please make sure that you subscribe, like, rate, review, and share so that you don't miss anything. We have to thank Joseph McDade Music for this awesome soundtrack. Thanks, Joseph. We release new episodes every Monday, so follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram specifically, to see what next week's episode contains. Thanks for listening.